with what we lost since Liberation Day, but in seeing that massive and very forced sell-off and the VIX trading at 45 and higher, that's when I'm saying, as a rational person, you've got to ignore the noise and take advantage of the opportunity, provided you can, right? I mean, you have to have sort of the bandwidth to be able to do that, the liquidity to be able to do that. You don't want to use the kids' college savings or your vacation money even. You know, this is, or maybe you want to use your vacation money. I don't know. I call it your Vegas money, like money that you really don't need. That's when you actually want to start going in. And so this is the note we've been putting out over and over again at 76research.com. That's my financial research company. We actually put out a note last night saying he will do this. He will put a 90-day hold on things so that, because, you know, it's a lot. Think about all those deals you got to negotiate. Bessent's pretty busy, and we're well-sourced, and we understand this stuff, and we've been doing it long enough. So we put out a note saying, look, in light of it, what we expect to happen, which is this 90-day sort of pause on the ones that want to do deals, then you might want to be looking at having broad exposure, including to some specific names, right? Because we have a lot of companies in our portfolio that have done really well. I encourage you guys, go look at these 76portfolios.com. I mean, granted, of course, you can get the 76 report with code word dollar, but if you're looking to actually shore things up and get some investments in a time like this, I do encourage you to look at those names, 10 to 15 stocks in each one of those portfolios, because now it's kind of important, right? We're going to still have volatility. I'm going to stress that, so there's still going to be opportunity. This is not like, you know, we're out of the woods yet, because now you still got to get down and get nitty gritty, and we're going to be living through all these headlines. But the basic premise here, it holds. And that is that China has been doing all kinds of stuff for way too long. This has got to stop. The Europeans, they could join us, but they got their head up there, you know what, right? With their green energy, climate change nonsense, and DEI and ESG, and they can't see the forest for the trees, and they don't seem to understand that, guess what? China does not care about any of it. China really doesn't care. So that's who you want to do business with. Give me a break. Here's Trump talking just yesterday on why this is important right now.
We've been ripped off and abused by countries for many years with the tariff situation. They've used tariffs against us. We didn't use tariffs against them or in any way. I mean, we just didn't use them of any monumental proportion. And so we are doing it now.
We're doing it now because it's like now or never. All right. So the European Union, they may not benefit from this 90-day. We'll see how this all shakes out. I was just looking at European markets that are traded here, and they seem to be holding on okay. But again, one of my sources telling me that he did not believe that actually this would include a pause for Europe, because Europe was coming through with these additional tariffs. We'll see what that sort of shakes out to be. But the reality, ladies and gentlemen, is that we know. It's almost like this like test. It's like, who are my friends? Who are my allies? Or not even that, like, who really wants to be in business? Because we've done all kinds of things for Europe, and there was an opportunity for them to, you know, kind of work with us. And yet they chose not to. The very, very, you know, specifically today, making a choice here to not play ball. And I just don't think that ends well for them. I don't think it ends well for China. I think we'll be okay. We'll be okay. But Donald Trump, you know, speaking on a lot of things in an event last night, calling on the House GOP to get the tax cuts done, saying that, you know what, immigration and deportations are very much front of center still on his mind. But as for the deals, he said, look, you know, we have people coming forward and they're saying, please allow some kind of deal forward to happen. And I think that he responded to that. But if the Europeans, they would rather be in bed with China, then let them go sleep with China, okay? That I don't really have much else to say to them other than, you know, if you guys were smart, you would have broken yourself up a long time ago, because this is not going to work. And guess, you know who's going to be mad if they actually do all kinds of deals with China? It's going to be like textile manufacturers in Portugal. Like all the, you know, they've already been hurt by the EU. if they actually have new trade deals, they're going to have to deal with some internal pushback from some of those countries. I kid you not. You're not going to be able to replace the U.S.'s business, EU, with China's business, nor should you want to. Nor should you want to, for goodness sakes. All right, the financial media is totally panicking, right? They have been panicking. They've been like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, the sky is falling. Now, why is that? Why does the media do that? And look, you know, I'm going to be perfectly honest. When I get nitty-gritty into the details of things and I start talking about the bond markets, and I don't do that a lot necessarily in this show, but sometimes on my Twitter feed I do, it's because you are actually trying to send a message of sorts. Things were starting to get a little bit broken. The problem with the financial media and the mainstream media, which is obviously terrible, just turn into The View any given day of the week, all of the media wants him to lose, right? They want him to, so they're like cheering this on. The whole, like, you know, I'm looking at it, I'm like, this is getting really weird. Like, when Elizabeth Warren is defending Wall Street, when all the people that were about Occupy Wall Street are now suddenly defending Wall Street, like, we're living in some kind of upside down world. The important thing as an investor is to just keep your sanity about you, right? So you get worried, you say, okay, well, this doesn't really look good. The 10-year yield is creeping higher. That could mean recession, and I'm still not counting recession out. I mean, look, we were heading potentially towards a recession anyway because these things are cyclical, and you look at things like Las Vegas bookings that happened even in the month of March, and they were already showing this decline, this year-over-year decline. So there are a lot of reasons to believe that people were already kind of scaling back. Did this push it along? Possibly. But the hysteria sort of, you know, breeds more hysteria. And so when these people are so hysterical and you look at the Wall Street Journal and you look at the New York Times and you look at the Financial Times and every publication out there and you go to CNBC where Jim Cramer is telling you you're going to have a 1987 moment. I believe you said that and the market went up that day. I was like, yeah, you know what? I'd buy in that 1987 moment. That's what I do, because even if it's starting to get broken and you can't catch a falling knife, it could go down lower. I know Don is super bearish, but you know what? I'm an investor that has to put money to work. Where else am I going to put it? I'm not going to put it in China, for goodness sakes. I'm not going to put it in Europe, for goodness sakes. So where do you put it? You try to take opportunities as they come, unless, of course, you work at The View.
Well, first of all, in order to kiss his ass, you have to get Mike Johnson out of the way. That's number one. Number two, what is his exact plan is what I want to know. I was home, I had a cold yesterday, so I was home watching everything. And I'm thinking, he's trying to destroy the country. Now, why is he doing that? Just as a person in the audience, like, watching this.
Yeah.
So there's a couple of theories.
Yes.
First of all, if he tanks the entire, stock market, then all his billionaire friends can swoop in and buy everything low. That's not an original idea. That's Hakeem Jeffries said that. And the other thing, and in fact, today on Truth Social, Trump wrote, a great time to buy. The other theory is from James Carville, which I think is interesting, that he wants to stoke such instability and chaos to consolidate power for himself so that people start to really go nuts, which we're starting to.
No, we're not.
Well, people are starting to get